Sartell Mayor Ryan Fitzhugh joins us now. Good morning, Ryan. Hello, Ryan. Are you there?
Can you hear me, Jay?
I got you now. There we go. Okay, man. I thought maybe that was snow related. We couldn't hear you there for a second.
So. Just enjoying the snow globe outside right now.
Yeah. We got a little bit of that going on. So I did get a question from somebody wanting to know, does Sartell have its lighted walkway and New Year's Eve fireworks happening this year?
Fireworks are going off. Yes, tonight. Okay. At Country Light Festival, so at the community center. Yes, all lit up, should be a beautiful night. I believe the fireworks, I'm trying to figure out the time real quick. I know I had it.
I mean, you could say by dusk happens kind of early now, so it's not like you would do that in the summer months when, you know, you'd get dark at around 9:30. Now you're getting dark at about 4:30, 5 o'clock. So, yeah, you can kind of pick whenever you want to do it. You guys have been doing this for a while in Sartell?
Yeah, absolutely. The Country Light Festival has been going on for, number of years. I guess I can't quote number of years, but it feels like about 10 years now.
Yeah.
Been going on. Fireworks tonight, 7 p.m., sponsored by NextEra Energy. It should be, again, beautiful night for that. Paths will be cleaned up, ready to go. A little fresh snow around the lake. Be beautiful.
You know, and the Sartell Community Center, I think, has been around since, is it 2016 or 2017?
Yep.
Yeah.
2017, I believe, when it opened.
Okay. Yeah. And before that, I had no idea that Lake Francis actually existed. Did you know that Lake Francis was a thing until the community center was built next to it?
There really not a purpose other than kind of a catch basin and drainage, but Francis is actually larger than Lake George.
And Lake George used to be larger, but then they kind of changed things a little bit to accommodate the highway going through there. But we know that 9th Avenue likes to flood during certain parts of the year. So that's part of what Lake George used to be. So let's talk about things going on in Sartell. So in 2026, I know that you've got big plans. Tell me about some of the road projects that are happening next year.
Grizzly Lane will take shape. Some redo of Grizzly Lane. We've been talking about that for a number of years. That's a heavily traveled residential roadway. We've got that on the docket. We'll finish up West Side Reconstruct. That will get taken place. The lights on Pinecone Road, 7th Street, stoplight being added. I know you continue to be mystified how Sartell's adding a stoplight, not another roundabout. That should actually go in later this January, February timeline is what we're hoping that gets installed in. So that'll be up and running.
And I know that you explained to me in that particular location that there wouldn't be room for a roundabout there. So yeah, it makes perfect sense to put a stoplight into that spot.
It would be tight to fit it in, and it would cost about $1 million more than what that stoplight's going to cost the city. So it made good financial sense, and yes, from a already congested area, stoplight made the most sense. And then we continue to seek bonding and working with state partners, governor's office on getting bonding dollars for continued build out within the area where Niron Magnetics is located, as well as the Central Minnesota Healthcare Hub. We're close on getting some commitments there from a state level, and if those can happen, we expect significant road construction build-outs to take place over the next 2 to 5 years.
So besides your road projects, there's certainly, you mentioned Niron, the hotel, Wyndham Hotels, yep, going in. So what's the progress on those two buildings? Because I know that that's still going to be continuing here in the winter months.
Yeah, so Niron Magnetics, site-wise, they've got all their site prep done, and so as soon as as soon as spring arrives, whenever that might be, is when they will go vertical and really start building vertically. We are in continued conversations with Niron about the size and scale of their plant. They made a commitment to build a large facility in Sartell, and they were looking to build a even larger facility somewhere else in the United States. We continue to have conversations with them about possibly making Sartell even larger than what's already planned right now. And so those conversations are happening weekly right now. They need to make that final decision before they break ground in the spring and go vertical. So we're excited about the possibility of expanding Niron even further than what's already planned. Wyndham Hotel, again, their footings are done, site prep's done. They're getting very close to going vertical. They'll build throughout the winter months here. So I expect over sometime in January that we'll start seeing walls get put up there and that continued build out to happen. They are trying to get that up and ready as soon as possible, anticipating the heavy amount of workers coming in to support Niron, as well as other attractions in Sartell that are bringing guests to our community.
And the Wyndham Hotel, that's going to be opened in 2026.
Yeah, they are planning for a 2026 opening.
And Niron is more like 2027.
Niron will start production in 2027. Correct.
Okay. So you talked about Niron possibly being larger than expected. Now, as far as like the employees that you're expecting that they've committed to already, how many is that number? And then what's the largest amount they could have if they decided to build even a larger footprint there in Sartell?
200 employees. And actually, more than double. If not triple, depending on the size and scale, they have land available in Sartell. Obviously, from an efficiency of having everything located together, Sartell makes a lot of sense. They are, you know, evaluating other states, other cities throughout the country. And those states and cities are putting together very significant incentive packages for them. And so we continue to work with our state partners. Myself and our city administrator, Aaron Gruber, spent time down in the governor's office with his staff, working through to make sure that we have all parties at the table, working to make the best investment in Sartell's and central Minnesota and state of Minnesota's future by, you know, enabling Niron to continue to build out as large as physically possible within the state of Minnesota and right here in Sartell.
So Ryan, when you were giving us those numbers, you were cutting out for me. So what, can you tell me what those numbers are in regards to where they expect to be and then where they could be if they decide to go bigger?
Yeah, expect to be 200 with current size and scale that's planned. That could surpass 400 jobs in a larger scale build out.
Okay. And the larger scale build out, they have enough space there? Would they just build up? How would they handle that if they decide to go bigger?
They do have enough space available to them from a land perspective. They would actually go wider. So build out over more of the campus than vertical.
Okay. What other states are you competing with? Do you know who the competition is? Because we could get really grumpy with those other states if we need to.
You know, I would tell you there's probably a dozen that are focused more in the Southeast region of the United States. A lot of the same states that we competed with in round one, landing that round. So, you know, we're competing against the Chattanooga, Tennessee's of the world, you know, Texas, different cities within Texas. So we are on the big stage competing with well-known, you know, national manufacturing hubs, I would say.
Okay. Certainly that could be significant. I'm like doubling in jobs potentially here in Sartell with Niron. So we'll be watching that close. How about anything with River Crossing? Anything new? I know that you've got what, one or two spots remaining in that development?
Yeah, we announced prior that Panera is coming in there. Since then, no additional announcements or movement there. Two spots remaining in there. We're hopeful that, again, with Wyndham Hotel, Niron Magnetics opening, those two spots will be even more desired and gobbled up quickly here as we get into spring and summer. But nothing new to report at this time.
How about the medical campus? Anything new happening there?
Medical campus, we've got Medical Arts Dental and Reyes are under construction now. Those are two new buildings being built over there. CentraCare continues to finish up their expansion over there of Sauk River Crossing. But nothing new as of this point of new builds that are in the works.
How about the Mill District? I know that you wanted to try to sure. get at least something to, you know, that walking path. Did you make any progress on that in 2025?
Yeah, progress was made. We expect in the spring that'll be completed and we'll be able to get people on site there spring of 26. Finally, that project has gotten delayed a couple different times due to the financial implications of it. We do have our mill, our owner's rep is coming to meet with our council here in January to provide an update on where they're at from a marketing perspective and design perspective. So I expect at the end of January, we'll have some updates there. Having that out to the marketplace, our contract with them runs, I believe, and through June, July. So we are hopeful that in the spring or leading into summer, we will see some action there. And our goal remains to be able to sell that property and or parcels out to a developer to really get it out into the development community and private sector to have it built out.
Ryan, anything that we haven't touched on going on in Sartell you wanted to bring up?
I think we covered most of it. I would recap real quick. We had Santa toured Sartell once again. It was very cold. And so we put him in a inside of a fire truck this year versus him being out on the ladder truck. But it was fun to see. I was able to tag along with that. It was fun to see all the residents out celebrating Christmas and the holidays. And then we touched on it earlier, but the Country Light Festival. We've got fireworks at 7 p.m. tonight at Sartell Community Center.
Okay, very good. And would the majority of people in Sartell were nice this year as opposed to being naughty?
Very limited coal handed out in Sartell this year is what okay. I was told.
All right, very good. Ryan, Happy New Year to you. We'll talk to you again next month.
You too. Happy New Year.
That's Ryan Fitzhugh. He's the mayor of Sartell joining us each month here on WJON.